Hello everyone, welcome to the brand new fresh episode of our podcast at the end of the day.
May 25th, Sunday in 2018 was when we first launched this weekly audio video podcast at the end of the day.
As we release this episode today on May 24th, 2020, we have successfully marked 2 years since this journey started.
If you happen to be listening to us for the first time today, I am Anuj Thapa.
And I am Deepika Srestha. We are a married couple from Nepal and we came to the US in 2014.
Welcome to the 105th episode of our podcast at the end of the day.
105th episode. Wow. So on the occasion of having successfully completed 2 years since the start of our podcast, in today's episode, we would like to share some key moments from our podcasting journey. So how it all began? We both had a media background in Nepal.
Most women don't have easy access.
I was working for BBC Media Action.
Are you being biased?
And Anuj was working as a journalist for News 24 Television in Kathmandu.
Moving to the US was a great challenge in terms of career transition. And we realized this is exactly what most of the new immigrants go through. Immigrant youth, even those with strong professional background back home, have a hard time not knowing how to transition their career in this new home. Same was the situation with us.
We had so many questions. How do we expand our exposure? How do I start networking with professionals here who could potentially guide me? Who do I reach out to? What could I do to land my foot in the right door? And then we realized if we could learn from the personal experiences of immigrant professionals in the US who did go through similar challenges in the past, but then with their sheer determination and hard work, they were eventually able to make their career goals come true.
This is episode number 4 of the podcast at the end of the day.
So, with this thought in mind, we planned to start a weekly podcast.
In the initial days, obviously, we did not have any guests to interview. So we began sharing our own career-related learnings as new immigrants.
And because we were doing the audio-video podcast, we needed a bright space to film our recordings. For those who live in New York City, you are quite familiar with how tiny and packed the rooms could be here in the city. So because of the lack of space, we recorded the first few episodes of our podcast in a public park in our neighborhood in Queens.
Right now we are filming this near our home, that's Rego Park, Queens.
Obviously, parks are for recreational purposes. So during the days, the park would be extremely crowded and would be noisy. So what did we do?
If you talk about Facebook now, thank God summer had just started. And so we were able to go to the park early in the morning around 5 a.m. and managed to finish our recording just by the time toddlers and seniors would start showing up for their morning routines.
Anuj Thapa.
Around the same time, Anuj had just graduated from the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism. He was interning in different media houses in New York City. And he was doing a part-time job late in the night.
My name is Deepika Srestha.
While I was working full-time and I was doing my graduate program full-time at Baruch College.
Both of us had extremely busy, hectic schedule throughout the week, but we were enjoying it. As we were keeping ourselves busy, we were also gradually expanding our professional network through our new connections and by directly reaching out to prospective guests for podcasts on social media. We started inviting guests in our podcast.
Yeah, try to follow that person, and if that person.
Because we could not dare to invite our guests early in the morning in that park, we rather began requesting our guests if they knew of a location where we could visit them and interview them. Personally, we felt kind of awkward requesting guests to see if we could visit them to interview when actually we should have been inviting the guests to a designated recording location.
But then magic happened. The English Speaking Union in New York City runs various professional skill building classes aimed at guiding recently arriving immigrants in the US. Deepika used to be a student there. We approached the English Speaking Union and they kindly offered our collaboration proposal and offered us their space for us to record the podcast. Had it not been for the English Speaking Union, we would have really struggled finding a place to continue inviting our guests in the program.
Yeah, we were
we're very glad to have you. Uh-huh. You are one of the best interns.
As you know, in this podcast, we have been profiling inspiring professionals from diverse immigrant communities, and we have interviewed them about their career transition process after their migration to the US.
People know.
And based on the feedback we have been receiving from you, our audience, we have learned that you are finding these conversations extremely helpful as we try to navigate our career.
In recognition of this very fact, on November 6, 2019, the LCU Fund for Women's Education in New York City awarded Deepika with the 2019 President's Award for Excellence in Leadership. She was being recognized for her role in serving immigrant communities through this podcast.
What exactly encouraged
our plan initially was to end the first season of this podcast with the 100th episode celebration. But then things went wrong.
From the second weekend of March this year, the coronavirus pandemic hit the US severely, to the extent that most of the people in the US were confined to work from home and avoid any form of social gathering.
The situation grew chaotic, stressful, and most of us were fearful of the pandemic. In light of what was going on, we shifted the focus of our podcast from stories about career transition to stories related to the pandemic.
But I didn't know that I can be a nurse here. But
what we did was we began digging successful stories that would give us hope, moral support, and a sense of unity amidst this global crisis. One of the stories we did was, I traveled with a volunteer in Queens who was visiting door to door to provide medicines, groceries, and masks to individuals and families who were affected by the coronavirus and could not afford to buy on their own.
So coming this far, we are proud to say that we have been able to feature highly inspiring stories of 98 immigrant individuals from nearly 40 different countries, including from China, Nepal, Bangladesh, Taiwan, India, Pakistan, Indonesia, Russia, Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, Ukraine,
Belarus, the Philippines, Guinea, Peru, Jamaica, Colombia, Costa Rica, Dominican Republic, Guyana, Brazil, Morocco, Burkina Faso, Australia, Ghana, Cuba, Yemen, and Venezuela.
And we are extremely grateful to each and every one of our guests for sharing their personal stories with us.
Our guests in this podcast are from different professions and from varied level of professional success.
Our podcast would not have been possible without the support of each of you, our audience. And we would like to give a big shout out to Surendra Shrestha for our musical signature tune, to Deva Shrestha, my cousin, for naming the podcast At the End of the Day, and to the English Speaking Union for providing us the space to record the podcast.
And a huge thanks to our close friends who have supported us with their personal donation.
And a big thanks to all of you for watching and listening to our podcast. Thank you so much. And on that note, it's time to say bye-bye. But please make sure to keep sending us your feedback.
And please subscribe and share this podcast. If you want to watch and listen to previous episodes, make sure you log into podcast@theendoftheday.com.
So on that note, take care, guys, and stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, I'm Ian Hull from the U.S. Census Bureau. Beginning on March 12th, everyone in the country will be invited to respond to the 2020 census. You'll have the ability to respond to the census over the phone, online, or using a paper form. It is incredibly important that everyone is counted. Make sure you, your family members, and your neighbors are counted in this critical census. We only get one chance every 10 years to conduct the census. This is your chance to be counted.